Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
53 degrees by Saturday morning. We'll have high temperatures on Saturday between 60 and 65 degrees. Scattered light showers expected late morning into the afternoon. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
And tonight in Upper Marlboro, 53, Woodbridge 55, D.C. 56. We could drop to 48 degrees overnight.
You're listening to WTOP, Washington's news, traffic, and weather station.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
Good evening, I'm Dimitri Sotis. Coming up here on WTOP as we speak, if you're 16 or younger, you're not allowed to be at National Harbor without a parent or guardian. A youth curfew began a few hours ago.
Small business owners say a National Harbor curfew will help, but they want a more permanent fix. I'm Matt Koufax.
A protest against the war in Gaza growing tonight at George Washington University. And have some of those student protesters been suspended by the school? A D.C. man sentenced tonight for a deadly stabbing in Montgomery County last year.
A draft report on flooding that killed 10 dogs at a D.C. business is out now. I'm Kate Ryan.
It's 10 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. As severe weather moved into Texas, Oklahoma, and Nebraska, weather forecasters hit the air to warn people.
This is the dangerous storm that we are tracking right now here on the Weather Channel, a confirmed and large and destructive tornado.
Multiple tornadoes ripping through the state.
That is a tornado in Lincoln, Nebraska.
With reports of major damage, including a building collapse near Waverly and a train blown off the tracks. The violent tornadoes also tearing through central Texas. The same storm pelting Arlington with hail and heavy rain.
That's CBS's Omar Villafranca. Pro-Palestinian protests escalate on college campuses across the country. CBS's Lilia Luciano with more.
Protesters and police clashed at Ohio State University, the latest escalation in a nationwide movement roiling college campuses as students protest Israel's war in Gaza.
The anger, the tension is boiling over, and someone's going to get hurt.
On Thursday, Atlanta's Emory University blamed outsiders for trespassing while setting up tents on campus. The scuffle with police ended with nearly 30 arrests, including 8 people who had no ties to the school.
I'm telling you right now, we do not speak to them.
Ex-tabloid publisher David Pecker took the stand again today to discuss the alleged deal that he helped broker to suppress stories that could have hurt Donald Trump's 2016 presidential campaign. CBS's Robert Costa.
This is 8 days that we've all been sitting in this courthouse.
Former President Trump's attorneys took aim at the prosecution's key witness today, David Pecker, once the publisher of the National Enquirer and a longtime friend of Trump's.
David's been very nice. He's a nice guy.
The defense argued that the paper's deal with Trump to purchase and suppress negative stories to catch and kill, as it's called, was not unusual.
The former president faces 34 felony counts of falsifying business documents related to a so-called hush money payment to an adult film star. United Nations investigators are looking into a claim by Israel that 14 aid workers in Gaza were involved in the October 7th attack by Hamas that sparked the war in Gaza. The BBC's Sebastian Usher.
UNRWA has been a lifeline for decades for Palestinians in refugee camps, not just in Gaza and the occupied West Bank, but in Lebanon, Jordan, and Syria. The allegations made by Israel against some of its staff prompted an immediate suspension of hundreds of millions of dollars in funding from most of its key international donors. Now the UN says that the case against one employee has been closed because Israel provided no evidence to support its accusations.
The U.S. military says that Iran-backed Houthis launched 3 anti-ship ballistic missiles into the Red Sea from Yemen, causing minor damage to a UK-owned ship. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your family, your phone, and your furry friends with life, electronic device, and pet health insurance.
10:03 on WTOP this Friday evening, April 26, 2024. Hyattsville at 54 degrees. Some of us falling to 48 overnight. Good evening. I'm Dimitri Sotis with the top local stories we're following this hour. A new juvenile curfew is in effect tonight at National Harbor. It says those 16 and younger must be with a parent or guardian. This applies Friday, Saturday, and Sunday nights from 5 p.m. to 6 a.m. But do those running the small businesses in the area think this is a good measure? WTOP's Matt Koufax in National Harbor tonight.
Recently, what I've seen, teenagers fighting. Girls, little teenage girls on their phone trying to find other teenage girls to fight them, or guys trying to find dudes to fight, and they vandalizing people's stores that they work hard for in this harbor.
Small business workers like Amber, who has a job at Pepper Palace in National Harbor, tell me they're big supporters of this new juvenile curfew.
Hope it fixes whatever's going on with these kids.
She says late night crime is eroding small business morale in the area and hopes police take a harder stance against juvenile crime. She wants a more permanent solution to what she calls the craziness.
Don't call their parent. Put them in your police call, talk to them, then call their parent. Okay, that's not going to work. Put them in a jail cell.
In National Harbor, Matt Koufax, WTOP News.
For the latest now on hundreds of students protesting the war in Gaza gathering at George Washington University again tonight, the GW Hatchet newspaper at Foggy Bottom spoke to protesters who say seven students have been suspended and charged with 9 counts of misconduct in connection to their involvement in those protests. They actively face eviction from their campus housing. In a statement, the university confirms to WTOP that several students have been notified of their suspensions. The school says any student who remains in university yard may be placed on temporary suspension and administratively barred from campus. Meantime, we're learning from the Washington Post that D.C. police rejected pleas from George Washington University leaders to clear pro-Palestinian demonstrators out of their encampment on university yard. That was early this morning. Police reportedly told the university they were worried about the optics of moving against a small number of peaceful protesters. Officers had gathered around 3 this morning and were ready to enter the encampment, but they were ordered to stand down by the police chief and the mayor's office. Stay with us here on WTOP as we follow this developing story out of Northwest this weekend. Jewish leaders say they believe in the students' right to demonstrate, but they say that anti-Semitic signs and slogans and chants are crossing the line.
There are violations of time, place, and manner restrictions, and there are restrictions that campuses can put in place. And we're seeing it beyond free speech. We're seeing intimidation. We're seeing harassment. And that is clearly consequences need to happen because of that type of conduct. And we've just now seen it in D.C. We saw it starting happening yesterday at George Washington University. And we're seeing signs like one that said the final solution with a picture of the Israeli flag. That is beyond free speech, and that is beyond using your voice to speak up and being anti-war. That is clearly anti-Semitism.
Meredith Weissel is D.C. Region Director of the Anti-Defamation League. She spoke with us here on WTOP earlier. A D.C. man has been sentenced tonight to life in prison with all but 15 years suspended for the stabbing death of another man in Wheaton last year. 35-year-old Tyrone Curtis was convicted in January of the first-degree murder of 29-year-old Amonte Cunningham. The two men were strangers to one another. Prosecutors say it all started with a verbal fight on board a Metro Transit bus. According to prosecutors, Curtis followed Cunningham after he got off the bus and stabbed him. The whole thing was caught on the bus's surveillance camera. Montgomery County State's Attorney John McCarthy tonight calls Curtis' sentencing stunning, saying it's inconsistent with the facts of the case and the verdict returned by a jury. Again, it's 15 years behind bars, technically life in prison, with all but 15 years suspended. The flash floods that killed 10 dogs at a doggy daycare in the district happened last August. WTOP's Kate Ryan reports an after-action report in draft form is out tonight. It includes previously reported problems along with new recommendations.
D.C.'s draft report on the Rhode Island Avenue flooding in August outlines what's been known, that communications problems delayed emergency response to district dogs where 10 dogs died in the flooding. The recommendations include projects to cut flood risks in the area. But Advisory Neighborhood Commissioner from Eckington, Joe Bishop Henchman, noted the only way into and out of the district dog's business led right into a flood zone.
You know, people just assumed, oh, they must have had like a stairway in the back to get up or a back door or something. No, they didn't.
And while there's a recommendation to keep that space vacant until flood risks could be ruled out, he says there's a broader question.
Why only having 2 exits below grade into a flood-prone area is acceptable?
The report from D.C.'s Homeland Security and Emergency Management Agency was released by D.C. Councilmember Brooke Pinto's office. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
Still to come on WTOP, he was the richest man in the world, then he wasn't for a while, and now he is again. 10:08. Stay with us here. Traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
When it comes to substance use disorder, there is no one-size-fits-all solution. Every patient has their own journey, and at Alpus Wellness, we understand that. Alpus Wellness is an evidence-driven, holistic treatment facility that offers multiple paths to recovery. We work with most major insurance companies. It's time. Visit us at alpuswellnesscenters.org to learn more or call us at 866-862-5727. Alpus Wellness. Unparalleled treatment, lasting recovery.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael and Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8s and when it breaks. Let's check in with Bob Immler in the WTOP Traffic Center.
In Springfield, 95 southbound in the express lanes, there is a crash getting by squeezing to the right on southbound 95 in the express lanes in Springfield, just below the Beltway, but the main lanes are unaffected by it. And I believe we have an incident, possibly a crash on the outer loop of the Beltway after Route 7 and just before 66. I believe it to be a crash there. It is very slow getting to 66. By the time you get to 66, you're beyond the incident. And traffic on 66 westbound itself, quite slow getting past the Roslyn Tunnel just after it, but headed for Glebe Road, single left lane, slowly getting by the work zone there. And traffic on 95 northbound just before exit 140 Stafford, the crash remains along the left side. Beltway in Maryland looks all right. No delays through Montgomery and Prince George's counties. 95, Baltimore, Washington, 270. All running well. Things are great on 50 out to the Bay Bridge. Is it time to upgrade to the safest small SUV? Check out the Hyundai Tucson, a Fitzgerald Hyundai with its 5-star crash rating. Go to fitzmall.com for the rock bottom price on the windshield of every car. Bob Immler, WTOP Traffic.
We're going to Veronica Johnson, 7 News First Alert Chief Meteorologist.
Well, hopefully you're enjoying this evening, because tomorrow evening will be mostly cloudy, and that will come after some scattered rain showers throughout the day on Saturday. This evening, temperatures dropping into the lower 50s, and by morning Saturday, we'll be somewhere around 48 to about 50 degrees. 60 to 65 for your Saturday afternoon. Still cool with scattered showers going through the afternoon. Sunshine on Sunday, 82 to 87 degrees. More summery. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
Hyattsville now at 54, Herndon 55, Foggy Bottom 56 degrees, and we're gradually falling to about 48 overnight. Brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com. Money News, 10 and 40 past the hour. Here's Jeff Claybaugh.
The Fed's best inflation gauge shows it rose again in March, now running at 2.8%. Hughes Network Systems has opened a big manufacturing facility at Montgomery College right on its campus that will also serve students. Elon Musk is now the richest man again at $184 billion. Mark Zuckerberg's net worth fell to $154 billion. The Dow finished Friday session up 154 points. The NASDAQ up 316. That was 2%. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
Great week for Wall Street here. The S&P and NASDAQ clinched their best week since November. The S&P was up almost 3% for the week. The NASDAQ gained more than 4% this week, and the Dow was up 1%. Coming up on WTOP, to the dismay of public health leaders, it looks like menthol cigarettes will stay on the market for a while longer after the Biden administration announced a delay in its plans to ban that particular type of cigarette. We'll go in depth with the Washington Post. It's 10:12.
Baltimore longshoreman Talani Hassan.
The day of the bridge collapse, my phone just started ringing. The ship struck the bridge. The Dolly was the last ship I was on. Losing lives is a tragedy, but losing our livelihoods was a disaster. It was a direct hit to longshoremen, because if we don't have vessels, we do not have work. Your pay just stopped. We're in trouble. I saw David Trone on the news.
We got to bring these dollars home, and we got to make sure that union labor builds this bridge. We got to keep thinking about those that have lost wages. Longshoremen or small businessmen, they still got mortgages to meet, food to put on the table. So we need an effort not to let that slip through the cracks.
To have an advocate speaking loud and speaking proud is David Trone for me.
On May 14th, vote David Trone for Senate.
I'm David Trone, and I approve this message.
Paid for by David Trone for Maryland.
Coming up here on WTOP, another air incident involving a plane, this time in Montgomery County. That's later this half hour, 10:13.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
If you commute every day, you know what strong winds and heavy rainfall can do to your drive. Find out what you'll be facing with WTOP traffic and weather updates every 10 minutes on the 8s. WTOP, Washington's top news.
It's 10:14, and we're glad you're with us to start the weekend. The White House tonight is once again pushing off plans to ban menthol cigarettes in the United States. In a statement, President Biden's top health person gave no timeline for issuing the rule on the mint-flavored smokes, saying the administration needs more time to consider feedback, including from civil rights groups. Black Americans are more likely to smoke menthols than any other group in the United States. A little earlier, we got on the line with Dan Diamond, Washington Post national reporter, investigating health, politics, and policy, asking why we no longer seem to have a path to a menthol cigarette ban.
I think there's still a path. It's slender. There are some reports today that this is definitely not going to happen. I don't believe that after talking to my sources. I think they actually are still considering this, maybe for after the election. But the pressures are coming from political advisors worried that jeopardizing any votes in the black community in what could be a heavily contested election, that might be the difference for President Biden in some states. So I don't know if we can say for sure that this ban won't happen, but it certainly has been a blow for a ban that was expected to take effect at this point almost a year ago.
And so it's simply a case of some voter out here somewhere saying, I went to the supermarket the other day to get my cigarettes and I was no longer able to buy them, and I'm going to point the finger at the White House. That's the fear.
That's the fear. I don't think there's any evidence to suggest that it's real. That's what the tobacco industry is certainly sharing as a possibility. The folks who have spoken up, Al Sharpton, other folks in the black community who have gotten money over the years from the tobacco community, they are the ones that have the White House's attention on this. And that's one reason why Biden has been so cautious to finalize this rule.
I suppose we ought to take a quick backtrack here just to explain to anyone. Menthol very much masks the harshness and taste and just terrible experience of inhaling tobacco smoke. It makes it smooth. It makes it easy to consume. And that is key here to people getting hooked on cigarettes and continuing to smoke them with this menthol.
That's part of the issue, yes. The menthol cigarettes have been targeted to the black community over the years. They're seen as an easier path to addiction. And when the White House initially pursued this rule, there was a projection that it could save hundreds of thousands of lives, especially in the black community in the coming decades. The argument would be the public health benefits for the black community outweigh any political concerns.
Mm-hmm. There have also been other types of pushback. And when you talk to somebody from the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids or somebody who has been railing against menthol cigarettes for decades, they say the tobacco industry will always come up with some other excuse. For example, that if you ban menthol, people will try to make their own mentholated cigarettes, and that's a danger in itself. Can you address that a little bit?
The tobacco industry has said that there could be a black market here or that police could crack down unfairly on cigarette smokers who use menthols. I think there is maybe some truth to the idea that there would be a black market, but that does not seem to be a reason not to move ahead with this ban when there's evidence that that would save lives by making it harder to get these cigarettes.
You did want to clarify at the beginning, we shouldn't consider the ban gone for good, but postponed, definitely.
I've talked to top health officials and people in the White House. They are saying there might still be a path to this ban this year.
Dan Diamond, Washington Post national reporter, investigating health, politics, and policy on the potential menthol cigarette ban in the U.S. currently being put off by the White House. Top stories on WTOP. Pro-Palestinian demonstrators continue their protest at George Washington University. Now we are learning about some of the people on campus suspended And the university is just getting in touch with WTOP with additional details about the outlines of that suspension. They're not specifying how many students may lose their housing on campus if this continues. Anyone younger than 16 who's down at National Harbor without an adult or guardian can now face consequences after a youth curfew that went into effect late this afternoon. Keep it here for full details on WTOP. Traffic and weather on the 8s and when it breaks on WTOP with Bob Immler now in the traffic center.
Well, whatever was stopped on the outer loop of the Beltway after Route 7 has moved on now, and traffic is moving well once again through that area. But 66 West, that continues to be quite slow getting out to Glebe Road from the Roslyn Tunnel. Single left lane is getting by the work zone there. And on 95 southbound in the express lanes in Springfield, there is a crash, and that is along the left side of the roadway on 95 south. You do squeeze by to the right single file there. This is in the express lanes, not affecting the main lanes. 95 northbound, before you get to exit 140 Stafford, the crash has been along the left side. I believe they've cleared that now because it's moving a lot better there. Things are great in Maryland. 50 out to the Bay Bridge, no delays to report. Traffic continues to run well. May have a problem on the Beltway on the outer loop after Central Avenue. A little bit of a slowdown there, not sure what's causing it. So be alert getting past exit 15. 270 without delay both ways. Marlowe Furniture's floor sample sale is on for a limited time. Save up to 60% on all furniture plus free delivery. Visit marlowefurniture.com for locations and hours. Bob Inler, WTOP Traffic.
And now we're going to check in with Veronica Johnson. She is 7 News First Alert Chief Meteorologist.
This upcoming weekend, one day like spring, the next like summer. And this evening, it is a little chilly out there. Temperatures will be dropping down to the upper 40s to lower 50s by first thing Saturday. Clouds on the move will turn mostly cloudy and eventually cloudy by Saturday morning. Expect scattered showers mainly late morning going through tomorrow afternoon, with temperatures topping out between 60 and 65 degrees on Saturday, mostly sunny on Sunday between 82 and 87 degrees. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
Gaithersburg 54, Arlington 55, Lanham 53 degrees. Some parts of the area could be down to 48 overnight. We're brought to you by Gutter Helmet. Prevent costly water damage and protect your home's health with Gutter Helmet, 888-5-HELMET. Still ahead on WTOP, while you'll want to be extra careful with how fast you're going this weekend on Samaria Roads. 1020 on WTOP.
Did you know, for every wish Make-A-Wish Mid-Atlantic grants, there are three or more children with critical illnesses that need your support. My name is Emma, I'm 14 years old, and I have epilepsy. Make-A-Wish Mid-Atlantic granted my wish to go to Discovery Cove with my family, where I swam with dolphins, went to the aquarium. It was an amazing experience. Thank you, Make-A-Wish Mid-Atlantic. Donate today at dmvwishes.org to help more kids like me get their wishes granted. That's dmvwishes.org.
Hello, my name is Amy Blaken, and I am the CEO of Client Solution Architects. With more than 40 years' experience, CSA has been a partner of choice to the federal government, delivering mission-focused integrated technology and operational support services. Our global employee population consists of more than 52% veteran and military spouses that are at the forefront of our clients' mission. Bearing witness to the power of a wish and creating bonds with our adopted wish kids, like Emma, is a uniquely inspirational experience. The acts of kindness and generosity on behalf of our employees is a testament to living our vision. CSA is making a positive impact to the lives of others, giving back to the communities we operate in. From the messages behind the reason to give to the dedicated wish kids that became a part of CSA's family, our thriving partnership with Operation Dreammaker continues to bring life-changing hope to children and their families. Please visit dmvwishes.org for more information.
You're listening to WTOP News.
1022, I'm Dimitri Sotis. Thanks a lot for being with us. Southwest Airlines having some trouble at the moment. It has announced a multi-million dollar loss for the first quarter of the year. It has to cut service to four airports. Part of the reason for the loss is fuel and labor costs, as well as Boeing scaling back production of new planes, and that's having a knock-on effect on Southwest. But would you believe, amid all this trouble, Southwest, with its no-frills branding, is thinking about building a first-class section.
This is something that they are looking at now. Customers have said that it's something that they want. They've been doing studies of customers, and maybe they want that. They may want assigned seating as well. For many people, they don't want to fight 24 hours before to get that A or B boarding pass or to pay for the early bird. They just want to get an assigned seat and get it. And when it comes to first class, That is money right there for any airline. It doesn't cost the airline that much more to have a bigger seat up there, but they can charge us a whole lot more to sit there. And for airlines that have first class, most of them, they make a lot of money off of it.
That's ABC News correspondent Alex Stone, who was with us earlier on WTOP. 1023, the FAA is investigating a mid-flight incident involving a small plane in Montgomery County. A piece of a wingtip from that Piper plane fell off Monday shortly after it took off from the Montgomery County Air Park in Gaithersburg. NBC4 reports the wingtip was found at a police and fire training station located near the runway. The plane returned to make an emergency landing and nobody was hurt. You very well may see more police out on the roads across our area, especially in Fairfax County. It's part of a targeted approach to crack down on speeders and distracted drivers. WTOP Scott Gelman has been riding along with an officer to get a firsthand look at how the Road Shark campaign is working.
Speed limit's 25, they're doing 44. We'll go ahead and make a stop.
Fairfax County Police Officer Kevin Gare is watching a black Nissan SUV speed down Columbia Pike here in Annandale. He's turning his lights on. And when the car stops, he notices its registration sticker says April of 2022.
The three that I'm looking at right now are going to be for the speed, the safety inspection, and the registration.
Police are increasing visibility and enforcement along busy roads as part of their Road Shark campaign.
Ultimately, we know it's that speed is the thing that kills, and our goal is that education, enforcement, and reducing ultimately our fatalities and our fatal accidents within Fairfax County.
During this year's first wave, almost 5,700 warnings and tickets were given out. This is the second wave.
Showing them that we're out here, we are enforcing the traffic laws of the Commonwealth of Virginia and really trying to keep our roadway safe.
In Fairfax County, Scott Gelman, WTOP News.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
Now 10:25. We've had a crucial hockey game here, NFL draft. Rob Woodfork is here to tell you all about it.
Yeah, I'll fit in as much as I can. The Capitals return home, not triumphant, losing 3-1 to the New York Rangers on home ice to fall into an 0-3 hole in the best of seven series. Alex Ovechkin got four shots on goal after only one in the first two games combined. How do you actually light the lamp, though, Ovi?
I think I have to find the open space more. You know, it's players. It's a different level of hockey, and you just have to play your game, set the tone. How I said before, if you're not scoring, you have to set the tone in a different way, physical, and, just open space for the alignments. And
the Rangers scored any way you can to put the Caps now on the brink of a series sweep. Game 4 here in D.C. on Sunday. The NFL draft continues in Detroit. The Commanders getting a lot of love nationally for this day 2 haul with the third pick of the third round, Washington selecting Brandon Coleman. The